T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. My name is Shatora Donovan. I am the Chief Diversity Officer for the City of Buffalo, and I also have the privilege of being the chair of the Beverly Gray Business Exchange Center. Today we are here for a very exciting announcement that Mayor Brown will be giving about black and brown businesses in the City of Buffalo shortly. But before we do that, I want to thank everyone for being here today. First and foremost, I'd like to thank my congressman, Brian Higgins, for all of his support for this region and the funding that he has supported through the American Rescue Plan. In addition to that, we have the executive director of the Mayor's Office of Strategic Planning, Brendan Mahaffey, who has been instrumental in so much of the development and growth in Buffalo's economy over the last decade. Thank you, Brendan, for being here. Also, we have Derek Parson. He is the new executive director for the Beverly Gray Business Exchange Center, and we are so thrilled for him to be here. If you look around the room, we also have a very diverse set of entrepreneurs and business owners from across the City of Buffalo that I am so excited are all here with us today. First and foremost, we have Nia Badger, the owner of MMW Styles. We have chefs Dale Holt and Reggie Ingram of Mana Restaurant at Northland. We also have Zalalem Gameta from Abyssinia Ethiopian Cuisine, and Nadine Youssef of Macrame by Nadine, both who have businesses at the Westside Bazaar, one of our partners through the Beverly Gray Business Exchange Center. We also have more business owners walking in now. And last but certainly not least, we have Brandy and Jamie Alexander, the owners of some of the most delicious food in the City of Buffalo. I don't know, between Mana and Buffalo Soul, you guys are going to have to duke it out. But we're blessed in Buffalo to have such amazing cuisine from all over the world and business owners who really, truly care about the City of Buffalo. So the reason why we're here today is because of these faces that you all see. It's these people, these business owners who take the time out of their lives to give back to our community by starting their dreams and making Buffalo such a unique place with their small businesses. And that's why we exist at the Beverly Gray Business Exchange Center, not only to support their businesses, but to make sure that they are successful, that they are unique and get to do what they love, but also that they're able to support themselves, that their businesses grow, and that the rest of the country can see exactly how amazing we are in the City of Buffalo. We support our small businesses, we want to see them grow, and we take a lot of time and energy making sure that we talk to them, that we do what matters to them in order for that to happen. So again, it is my privilege to stand next to all of these amazing leaders today as we make this exciting announcement. And with that, I will introduce my mayor, Byron Brown. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shatora. Good morning, everyone, and thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I know that Shatora did introductions. I want to make some introductions again. As we stand here today to make our second announcement regarding the city's American Rescue Plan funding, which we are calling the Buffalo Transformation Fund. I am very pleased to be joined by Congressman Brian Higgins, Brendan Mahaffey, the Executive Director of the Office of Strategic Planning, and Derek Parson, the new Executive Director of the Beverly Gray Business Exchange Center. The businesses have already been announced. Some new businesses have come in, and we will announce them a little later in the program. And we're glad to see so many of our small businesses with us today. And they are just a small example of the diversity of excellent small businesses that we have in the city of Buffalo. A century ago, the Greenwood District of Tulsa, Oklahoma, was home to a thriving black community filled with black-owned businesses, professional offices, and good homes. It was frequently referred to as America's Black Wall Street and fostered a spirit of hope and opportunity that led to prosperity and growth for many black residents who lived there and demonstrated entrepreneurship's capacity to change lives. When that was destroyed during the infamous massacre which took place in Tulsa 100 years ago this June, the lives of future generations of black people throughout this country also went up in flames. That is because minority business ownership was the long-term key to economic empowerment and wealth generation, which could liberate black communities from the oppressive force of Jim Crow segregation and other forms of systemic racism. Our challenge today is to catch up a century's worth of growth that was robbed from black people as quickly as possible, and also robbed from other businesses of color in this country. Over the course of the pandemic, the racial wealth gap between blacks and whites grew at a rate where it is now estimated to cost the economy between $1 and $1.5 trillion a year over the coming decade. Ensuring that black and other minority-owned businesses have the same access to capital, technical assistance, and space to grow is the goal of the next initiative that we are proud to announce as part of Buffalo's Transformation Fund. Black neighborhoods along Jefferson Avenue, Fillmore Avenue, and Bailey Avenue once supported a variety of black-owned businesses which anchored the economic life of residents. They provided jobs, services, and the ability to start and take care of a family. When those businesses began to close and the population declined, while those remaining became poorer, black economic growth began to decline. Today, my administration, working with Congressman Higgins and others, is announcing a new effort to reverse that trend by expanding on our commitment to grow minority business opportunities through a $3.5 million investment in the Beverly Gray Business Exchange Center. So we will be investing $3.5 million in the Beverly Gray Business Exchange Center to accelerate the growth of black and minority-owned businesses throughout the city of Buffalo. This investment will provide funding, technical assistance, and space to minority businesses that will become the foundation for a new economy in our city. A portion of this investment will be to provide direct support funding to existing minority-owned businesses. So businesses, we want you to know that money will be available and help is on the way. Eligible businesses working with the Beverly Gray Business Exchange Center will be able to secure financial assistance to cover costs associated with growing and sustaining their enterprise. This funding can range from relatively small amounts of a few thousand dollars to much larger investments. The goal is to work with the business, identify their needs, and then provide them with the necessary resources to make them self-sustaining and profitable. In addition to the funding, businesses will also be eligible for technical assistance and other forms of support like coaching and mentoring that will help make them more competitive. Supporting our existing minority-owned business community is an important step in developing a stronger entrepreneurial environment in Buffalo. However, we must also look to grow our business community by encouraging new entrepreneurs who are already here and recruiting entrepreneurs from abroad. The minority startup community is filled with individuals who have bold ideas and the skills to succeed as long as they have the right place to grow. Buffalo's low commercial tax rates, affordable housing, colleges and universities, and other business-friendly policies make us the ideal place for minority startups to launch right here in the city of Buffalo. Through the Buffalo Transformation Fund, the Beverly Gray Center will be able to support local startups while also having the resources to attract other startup companies from outside the region. By taking steps to grow our minority-owned business community, the city is ensuring that a growing number of black and brown residents will have more job opportunities and more opportunities to grow their families right here in Buffalo. We've seen during the pandemic that minority workers were disproportionately affected by layoffs and workforce reductions than other workers, and women were more profoundly impacted than men. There is a direct connection between the strength of a minority business community and the minority workforce. By investing in one, we are strengthening the other. That is why it is vital that we make investment in both the workplace pipeline, like the ones I announced last week, while also strengthening the business community. These programs will also benefit the entire city and spur economic activity across all of Buffalo, generating the activity that will help Buffalo meet its promise. And our goal is to make Buffalo one of the best, one of the greatest cities in this country for all people, where no one is left out and no one is left behind. With this program, we are ensuring that the Beverly Gray Business Exchange Center is the premier hub for economic development activity in Buffalo's black and brown communities, and therefore fulfilling the promise of this center when the city first opened it. The successful track record the center is building will attract other funders and expand the center's capacity to help more of our entrepreneurs, business owners, and startup leaders. I look forward to hearing more feedback from the community on how they want to see the city's American Rescue Plan invested and continuing to announce additional initiatives in the coming months. Now, I'm pleased to report that since we have launched the website for community feedback, literally dozens of people have shared ideas, feedback, and their concerns on the website. So please keep those ideas and suggestions coming. You can follow our progress and provide your feedback by visiting the city's homepage and clicking on the Buffalo Transformation Fund link to access resources and take our community survey. Again, I want to thank all of you for being here. I say you're the reason why we are investing these funds, and your growth will be instrumental to the growth of the city of Buffalo. Now it is my pleasure, and before the congressman comes to the podium, Shatora will come back and just recognize the other businesses that have joined us. But it is my pleasure to recognize Congressman Brian Higgins. During the course of the pandemic, we had the opportunity to speak frequently to the offices of Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, and Congressman Higgins's office. But I want to personally thank the congressman because just about every week during the pandemic, I got a call from the congressman to update me on the negotiations in Washington, to update me on how hard he and his colleagues were fighting to bring these funds back to communities here in Buffalo and Western New York and all across the country. We have an amazing congressman. He is one of the bright lights in the U.S. Congress, and what he did to inform us, to reach out to us, is nothing, in my estimation, nothing short of extraordinary. So it's my great pleasure to introduce Congressman Higgins, and then after Congressman Higgins, Shatora will introduce the businesses that have joined us.
Thank you very much. First of all, it's my great pleasure to be here. For those of you that don't know, Beverly Gray was a member of the city council. She was an at-large member. But long before that, she was a minority-owned business leader in this community for a long time. So it's appropriate, Mayor, that we are here to announce this initiative, the Transformation Fund at the Beverly Gray Center, and all of the businesses that will be helped by this program. You know, it's incredible when you think about it, and the mayor and I spoke many times, and I was starting to feel guilty because I kept saying, Mayor, the bill's going to get done, it's going to get done, it's going to get done, and it never got done. But it finally did get done, and what this pandemic did, you know, Buffalo before the pandemic was the talk of the nation. You know, The Economist, The New York Times, The Boston Globe, The Toronto Sun, People Magazine were extolling the virtues of the new Buffalo. For the first time in 40 years, young Buffalo's population was increasing, not decreasing. The fastest growing neighborhood in Western New York was downtown Buffalo. And that's because of the mayor's vision and because of his leadership. And as he said, you know, we have to build back stronger, because last year at this time, our country, you know, the greatest country in the history of the world, the strongest economy, had more COVID deaths than any country in the world. Today, we're the leader in vaccination manufacturing and administration. The American economy will grow by 6.5% this year, estimated to be the strongest growth of any country in the world post-pandemic. But what the pandemic also did, as the mayor pointed out, it exposed a lot of fragility in the American economy, particularly communities of color, in the area of healthcare, in the area of lack of access for broadband. You know, you can't become literate in technology if you're denied access to high-speed internet. And also, a disproportionately high number of lead water pipes, which are horrible relative to, you know, cognitive development and other issues, but they're found in urban cities. So the point is, the American Rescue Plan attempted to address all of that, that we would have to grow back in a more equitable and inclusive way. And these are the discussions that the mayor and I have had over the past several months. So it's perfectly appropriate that we are here today to announce, you know, this initiative, the mayor's vision, for building back and building back minority businesses. There's over a million minority-owned businesses in this country. They employ 8.7 million people. They inject $1 trillion into the American economy. And the other thing it showed, that if you make something or you deliver something that somebody else made, like Amazon, you made a lot of money because people were buying things because they had nothing else to do. If you were in the service industry, you know, restaurants and other services that are important to communities, you were disproportionately hurt. And that's why it is so important that the mayor has targeted this initiative in this community for minority-owned businesses, which will help all of us grow back stronger, better, but in a more equitable and inclusive way. So, Mayor, I want to congratulate you, and I'll tell you, Buffalo was the talk of the nation pre-pandemic. Buffalo is going to be the talk of the nation post-pandemic as well because of your leadership. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Congressman Higgins. We appreciate those words. I want to recognize some of the additional business owners who have joined us. We have Mong Sa from 007 Chinese, which is another restaurant in the West Side Bazaar. And I'm very moved by seeing their entire family here because this is exactly what we're about. We're about building generational wealth. And so to see multiple generations, and not only that, but a baby in arms, and hopefully in 20 years, she's running their restaurant or one of their many restaurants. So it is such an honor and privilege to have you with us. And I'd also like to introduce Saibo, whose business is on Allen Street, right near Franklin, Saibo Market. And so we are so grateful for you also to be here. Thank you so much. And so, it's an honor and a privilege to help people. We're helping people through their businesses and ultimately helping our community. And one of the individuals leading this effort is the new executive director at the Beverly Gray Business Exchange Center. It was not an easy search to do, but we were very fortunate to find someone in the city of Buffalo who has not only started multiple businesses, but has done it throughout the country and can help bring those resources back here to Buffalo. So with that, I would like to invite Mr. Derek Parson to say a few words. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Looking around, it's just beautiful to see all the many businesses. And it's great to be here. So good morning, all. It's truly this is an exciting time for entrepreneurship in the city of Buffalo. Of course, I'd first like to begin by thanking Mayor Brown for the opportunity to stand in front of you today as a new executive director of the Beverly Gray Business Exchange Center. The $3.5 million fund that Mayor Brown is allocating to support to black and brown entrepreneurs in the city of Buffalo comes at an amazing time. Buffalo's entrepreneurial ecosystem is taking off. We are seeing businesses in all industries accelerate, and technology is playing a key role. But for it to truly be a representative of the diversity that exists within the community, we must help nurture and develop those black and brown entrepreneurs with incredible ideas, as well as help accelerate existing businesses who are a few steps away from amazing outcomes. By now, many of you are aware of the statistics around black and brown entrepreneurs. Lack of capital, resources, connections, and much more. However, minority-owned companies contribute greatly to the U.S. economy, as the congressman said. 4.7 million, million jobs, much more. And capital market, well over $700 billion annual revenue. But many black and brown businesses cannot reach their full potential due to the barriers that make funding, capital, and connections difficult to attain. An executive at EY stated recently, without equitable access, the future of many black and brown owned businesses and millions of jobs hang in the balance. If action isn't taken, the overall impact would be significant. These companies won't scale, thus reducing their potential to employ others and to create wealth and prosperity for the founders of their communities. As an entrepreneur myself, I know what it feels like to long for help and not receive it. But I also know the feeling of success when people who believe in you go all in to support. This is the feeling we at the Beverly Gray want to provide those black and brown entrepreneurs, startup founders, and small business owners across all of Buffalo. Through entrepreneurship, I've managed to build an incredible network from Silicon Valley, Atlanta, Austin, Chicago, DC, and New York City. I've worked directly with national organizations such as Google for Startups, Founder Gym, 1863, just to name a few, and gleaned skills not just around how to be a successful entrepreneur, but how to help those who want to walk on the same path. It is because of the journey I've been on that Mayor Brown thought that I should lead the charge on developing the black and brown entrepreneurial ecosystem in the city of Buffalo. And to that, again, I'm thankful. Entrepreneurs want to learn from other entrepreneurs who have not only talked the talk, but walked the walk. This relatability is extremely key to success. So we at the Beverly Gray are excited to be administering this fund and are poised to not only help black and brown entrepreneurs scale locally, but also shine a nationwide spotlight on Buffalo as the next entrepreneurial hotspot that everyone should flock to. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Derek. And that's why he is the executive director of the Beverly Gray Business Exchange Center. So thank you, Mayor Brown, for all of that. With that, we will conclude our program this morning. Are there any questions on topic?
Can we talk to one of the businesses?
Sure.
Any business
that
wants to talk?
Nia? Come on.
Please introduce yourself.
Good morning.
I'm
sure. I'm Nia Badger. I'm the owner of MMW Style Studio.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes. So tell us what this sort of support from Mayor Brown and from the congressman will mean to businesses like yours.
I think it means everything. As Mayor Brown and Congressman Higgins said, a lot of the I want to say it with emotion and passion so you can really understand me. A lot of the barrier has been not being able to have access to funding, not having access to technology that can allow us to grow like other businesses. So to hear that there's going to be an import of funding as well as resources, as well as advice, as well as a place to come to just kind of be poured into and learn is awesome. Definitely. I really love that Mayor Brown referenced Tulsa, Oklahoma's Black Wall Street because it was a hub of exciting businesses. I've actually had the honor and the privilege to see some footage, and it was hardware stores, grocery stores, anything you can think of. The community needs everything. So often we just kind of just get caught up on just one type of business, but it was a hub of all businesses. And of course, when you see a business and a community thriving, it brings people, it brings community, and your children don't have to leave. Your children don't have to grow up and go to another city for better opportunity. So we can have multi-generational wealth and community. So it's awesome to see restaurants and retail and everything. So I'm just excited to see it. Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, Western New York. I'm Chef Dale Holt with my dear partner, Reggie Ingram of Manna at Northland. We are very excited. Beverly Gray, Congressman, our mayor, they all been supportive of Western New York for many years. But now this initiative and to have an impact on so many of us, small businesses, we're very excited at Manna because Manna will provide. Yes, Manna has been very helpful of our Northland corridor at the training center. And for those who aren't aware, we're at 683 Northland. Manna is very excited for more opportunities to reach so many other people.
Any other questions for Chef Holt? Any other business owners? Any other business owners?
All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Hain. I am the manager of the 007 Chinese Food at Westside Bazaar. So I am so, so grateful for here. You know, thank you, Mayor Brown. And he's been Mayor Brown since I moved to Buffalo to the United States. Yeah. And he's doing really, really good job. I see a lot of changes when I come to United States. It was like 8 years ago, me and my family. So a little bit of story. So when we come to the United States, I go to high school, and my mom, my dad, she was the housekeeper, and my dad, he was the dishwasher. So we started this from the beginning, very, very beginning, from the bottom. And now we have the small business with the help of Weedy, and we are trying to, you know, survive with the pandemic and the COVID season. We're trying to do survive only. Yeah, and we are just selling takeout during the pandemic now, but with the initiative and with the help of the funding, we think we'll be doing so good, so better than the previous season. Absolutely. Thank you for helping us. Thank you.
Businesses do you expect to help with this $3.5 million? What do you expect the average contribution to a business to be?
Yeah, so at this time we haven't outlined or nailed down the actual number that we'll be giving out, but it is our hopes that we want all businesses, black and brown businesses in the community, to first come out. Let us know what you need. Let us know where you're struggling, what areas that you need help in, right? We want to know, identify, is it a funding issue, right? Is it a resource issue, right? Is it a technical issue, right? We want to make sure that we nail down those pieces first, and then we can say specifically, all right, this is how the Beverly Gray Business Exchange Center will be able to provide for you, right? And so this is where how we're looking at it. This is how we're approaching it. And in the coming months, as the mayor said, we'll have more announcements in that nature.
And I just want to be clear, every business that walks through these doors that's eligible will receive help.
Absolutely.
They might not we have limited amounts of funding, but we are going to be setting up a program that will help every business that qualifies. And so, you know, that's really important. We want everyone to come and tell us what your business is, how you want it to grow, where you're struggling, because we know that the real issue is usually not having that mentorship, not having someone help you along the way. So we are going to be here to help individuals along the way.
And to qualify, a business has to be a certified minority-owned business, is that right?
Not necessarily certified, but minority-owned businesses in the city of Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. And how we've tried to design this is to be as flexible as possible so that we can assist the businesses with their greatest needs to help their growth. And I want to again thank Congressman Higgins and the members of Congress that worked so hard on this with the Biden-Harris administration, because while there are guidelines for these funds, we will be able to provide this money to Beverly Gray with a certain level of flexibility that give them the ability to be creative in helping businesses with an approach that is not one size fits all. Part of the reason why assistance to small businesses of all types doesn't always work is because there are cookie cutter approaches and one size fits all approaches. The flexibility of these funds will give Derek Parson and Beverly Gray the opportunity to customize solutions for each business.
Come on up.
Give us your name and your business and what you do.
Okay, yeah, sure. Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. So my name is Tay Nai. I will open a restaurant for like a West Side Bazaar. It's just Thai cuisine.
Thai cuisine, good.
Thai cuisine. So I'm gonna say thank you. Also, I run a business for like 4 years ago in the West Side Bazaar. And last year we have like a really hard time for COVID. And we keep going to like opening restaurant and take out. And I really appreciate all my customer, all my community, and all my city for Buffalo people. So I really, really appreciate it. And very nice to meet you and a congressman and a mayor too. And I live in like Buffalo 8 years ago. I never see before you guys. So yes, so I'm really happy to see you guys today. So this is amazing for my life. Thank you very much.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.